from the North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of September 14th, 2019. My name is Max, and I'm your phonologist for this week. After a week of wind, rain, and chilly temps, Saturday was finally sunny and warm. It was more like a typical fall day. The birds who are anxious to head south for the winter waited all week. Lots of birds were on the move on Saturday. Many kinds of birds like warblers, bluebirds, hawks, and turkey vultures were heading south. Flocks of geese have been seen by many students in fields eating grass and vocalizing as well. The last hummingbird was seen on September 18th by Lexi and her family. On Tuesday, when our class was outside, John heard the sounds of sandhill cranes and pointed to the sky. We all looked up and counted 10 cranes. They circled around as they rode the air currents. On Friday morning, the 20th, the lovely call of a white-throated sparrow called its song. So they are still in the area, too. Please remember to put sun catchers or tape on windows to deflect songbirds. Many students have been noticing dead birds that struck windows. The maple leaves are changing from green to red to yellow and orange. The birch are turning yellow. Sophie saw a monarch butterfly on Wednesday the 18th. On the 18th, our class had to go outside to find something in nature that matched a paint chip that they were given. We could go in the meadow, the woods, or the field to find it. Emma matched some dead pine needles to her orange color. Ezra found a light green blade of grass. Alex found a gray tree stump that matched his. And pink was easily found on fall leaves by Anna. Several students are noticing snakes outside. When he woke up on Thursday the 19th, Dale saw a garter snake in his bedroom window well. He noticed a hole the snake used to get out. I actually saw one too. It latched onto my finger. We discussed how snakes eat, and Jenna shared that she watched a family pet snake swallow a mouse. It looked like a big lump through its body. When John was riding his bike on Monday, he was surprised to see a beaver waddling across the road. He also noticed many more minnows this time of year in the nearby river. Squirrels are also busy storing nuts and seeds. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.